Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. That's Fresh Air this afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on listener-supported 90.5 FM, WCBE Columbus and 106.3 FM in Newark, and online at WCBE.org. We're happy to have We Are Scientists joining us live from Studio A. Welcome to CBE, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Nice to meet Chris and Keith's here today. Yeah. And we'll talk about the beginnings and this latest release and the show tonight after they start us off with one. We'll have some tickets to give away for that show. Doors are at 7 at the Basement. Is this going to be from the new release featured or something older?
Yeah, I think we're going to do Sprinkles.
Yeah.
This is our very latest single. We actually just dropped the video today.
So oh, excellent.
Very timely stuff.
It's Sprinkles.
And it shattered across the internet.
Unfortunate.
Everything still survived, though, right?
Yeah.
As far as we know.
You have to
we're
put
safe
the footage
here.
Together yourself. It's not showing all in one place.
We Are Scientists, live from Studio A.
Senses wrong. I'm tasting sugar in your serving salt. Ooh, if it's seems important, you should rest assured it's if it seems important, of course it is. It's bad enough.
Excellent. Excellent. It's We Are Scientists live from Studio A. And Sprinkles is the track you just heard. You can find it on their latest studio release, TV en Francais. And the group will perform tonight over at the basement. Doors are at 7 o'clock. Pause. We'll start things off. And We Are Scientists will go on right around 9 o'clock. And we'll do a couple ticket giveaways for that show tonight. And I've been putting music out since their debut with Love and Squalor from 2005. Keith Murray and Chris Kane started kind of doing this out of boredom. Is that truly the case? Or give us the
It's the way
the
all
real
great
deal.
Things begin in tedium.
Just ask Michael Bay.
That's right.
Director Michael Bay.
Yeah. Well, we had just graduated from university and moved up to a new town, Berkeley. And with our social schedules so completely, you know, undictated as they are in the real world, we kind of found ourselves with a lot of time after five, after we got off work, that we didn't know what to do with. And so, yeah, the band was kind of just a thing to do in the basement of our new rental house.
See, that's funny because hobby. I always kind of consider it the exact opposite, which is that we had thought that college was such hard work. And then we graduated and got real jobs that were just very mundane, you know, brain-shatteringly boring.
Yeah.
And so with our free time, we actually started doing interesting things instead of whatever we were doing in college, mostly lying in grass, I think, is what we largely did with
grass,
our off time.
Reading the great novels.
Yeah. But you were playing music throughout the years and just decided to, hey, this will be fun. And then it turned into something bigger than you thought.
Yeah, there was a snowball effect. I mean, there's no other way to phrase it. Except that if there was some way to include a meteor into the metaphor, I don't know how to do it.
We can include anything you want today. FCC regulated.
Of course.
Sure. Oh, yeah. He's got a really nasty metaphor for what We Are Scientists was like.
Sure. Oh.
But, you know, obviously.
I don't use it on air.
That's for a pay cable channel.
Exactly. And tonight at the show at the basement.
I have a 900 line, and I like to use it on that. Gets mileage.
So, okay, so tell us about this latest release and kind of easier, because now you're based in the New York City area, and everything was recorded and done and kind of like, well, hanging out at home and let's go to the studio. It made it easier not to have to go around and, well, it had to, maybe was why you were off tour at this point?
Yeah.
Or a little.
Yeah, we had been on
tour.
If that
made any sense at all.
Yeah, we have been on tour for our last album for about 2 years. And apart from the fact that the producer we wanted to use, Chris Cody, lives in New York and we were all there, I think it just seemed like a good opportunity to not, you know, displace ourselves once again, which is pretty much, you know, our constant state of living, being in a band, is not being at home.
Displacement.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was trying to find another phrase for it. Mine was, you know, lumpen, misshapen. His was precise, although, you know, already
got
used.
It from
already
you.
Used. Yeah, no,
got
I
got it from you.
So, yeah, there's something nice about having, working on the record, be the you know, some focal point of your energies rather than when you go away somewhere to record. You spend a lot of your time looking for a place to get a drink. Like most of your stuff is Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
Just being like, where do we go for a drink after recording? In New York, we knew.
You knew.
Scrambling to survive, yeah. In short.
Well, we just love the new record and we're excited to have you guys here. It's so nice to meet you. And the show is tonight over the basement. We'll chat more and see where. I mean, I think you guys are out on tour for quite a bit this round, right?
A few weeks in the States, yeah.
A few weeks.
And then we continue via airplane.
Yeah, we go to Australia and then back to Europe for some festivals.
Well, you guys have been around a lot of places, you know. It's probably easier to ask where you haven't played.
China.
Than to what? Really? China?
We haven't played China, yeah.
And is that something you dream of?
Dream is a strong word, but we would like to do it.
We're angling for it.
There's places that you really would like to play that you haven't seen. Because not that there's that much downtime a lot of the time anyway.
Yeah, and also when you're not on the road, the last thing you feel like doing is traveling. So
so
it's nice to tick your travel boxes via tour.
I want to play Tahiti. I'd like to get a good Tahitian tour.
All right. It's We Are Scientists live from Studio A, and we'll do a ticket giveaway after this song that they do for us. What's this next one you're going to play?
We're going to play Make It Easy, also from TV en Francais.
One, two, three, four. just agree to both stop wasting time tonight. Every second is a second chance to get this right. I'm all in, it doesn't matter at all what this is. Maybe I should be embarrassed to be saying this. You make it easy, and it should be easy.
Our scientists live from Studio A, Make It Easy, and it's off their new one that just came out in March, TV en Francais. And they're out on the road, obviously, made a stop by WCBE, which we're grateful for, and they'll perform tonight over at the basement. Doors are at 7 o'clock, and soon after that, Paws will perform, and they'll go on right around 9 o'clock. But be sure to get there early for that opening act, which I hear from you guys is pretty...
Yeah,
pretty
they're
great.
Amazing. They're one of our favorite bands in the world. I think it's, you know, generally considered pretty poor form to keep taking the same band out on the road. But every time we go to a different territory, we take Paws out again. So we've had them out. They opened for us in the UK last summer and then in continental Europe on the last tour a few weeks ago. And now the U.S. So we're working on the Tahitian tour.
Right.
Bring Paws out.
You heard it here first, this new tour that's going to happen. And let's do that first ticket away for caller number 5 at 821-9223. And, well, gosh, you have been in all of these places, and you've dealt with the big record labels and the smaller ones and none at all at some points. The plus and minuses of both, I guess, and probably was it the favorite being the latest because you had the support and did it your own way and at home, kind of.
I think this current situation, we are using a label in North America and another one in Europe to put out the record, but they're small and they're really smart about the way they spend money. But at the same time, you have the support of people who do this professionally. On our last record, we did it through distributors. So we were essentially acting as our own label. Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be kind of a lot more prowess than we had was required.
We lacked those muscles.
Yeah, we you know, we didn't have what it takes. And the first two records we put out on a giant mega label, which is great, you know, I mean, primarily because they have a ton of money.
Yeah, I think what's fun about that is that they spend money really stupidly. So yeah. It's sort
you're
of
like, okay,
it's exhilarating to watch how obscenely they fling money around. We got to do a lot of really fun, stupid things that cost a lot of money. They let us make a lot of commercials for our albums.
And then they put them on TV.
They put them on TV.
In England. It was insane. But yeah. It's, you know, there is something, you miss, there's a part of you that misses billboards. But also there's the larger portion of your brain acknowledges that that's a very foolish way to promote a small record.
Well, so you know, over the 10 years or better, the biggest crowd reaction where here in the States, of course, where you're from, or UK, I know is big for you guys and
UK
other places.
Is, UK is our biggest territory by far. Mm-hmm. They go pretty bonkers for it over there.
Yeah. And rightly so.
I think the United States has more like reasoned and intelligent digestion of what we do. Yeah. In England, it's just some sort of weird chemical reaction.
It's feverish.
Yeah.
We are scientists joining us live from Studio A. My boss, our alpha geek here at WCBE, and we were looking at things yesterday and 7 need to know facts about Star Wars. Who's responsible for?
That's Chris Kane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, I think I have to question him on these.
That's all true.
You can check it out on their website, You Be the Judge, and you can holler at Chris if things are erroneous.
I can try. I don't have my personal information's not on there.
The LucasArts people can
talk to his people and
specifically to Chris, not We Are Scientists Incorporated.
I mean, the best way to get a hold of me is just to buy a ticket to a show and come.
There you
talk
go.
To me
yeah,
there,
ask him tonight probably. At the show. Yeah. And we'll have one more pair of tickets to give away after they take us out with this
or
last
if,
one.
If LucasArts wants to put out the next album, that would be a good way of getting at Chris.
Just, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Just writing a big old check, Chris will show up to
I'll
collect.
Be in a conference room somewhere. They can really lay into me.
You want to make some CGI commercials with us.
That's right.
Well, we thank you. So nice to meet you. And congratulations on this latest release.
Thank
and Keith's over here as well.
Yeah.
Joining us today. So what are you going to take us out with?
This is a song from our second album. It's called After Hours.
Open. No one has the guts to shut us out. But if we have to go now, I guess there's always hope that something will be open after hours. This night is winding down, but time means nothing. As always at this hour of time, nothing. One final round, 'cause time means nothing. Say that you'll stay. Say that you'll stay. Drunk enough that we're fine, soaking up the hours that everyone else throws away. And if we have to go now, I guess there's always hope tomorrow night will be more of the same. This night is winding down, but time means nothing. As always at this hour, our time means nothing. One final round, 'cause time means nothing. Say that you'll stay. Say
Teacher's Day. Say, let's just stay. All right where we're supposed to be. We're all right where we're supposed to be. We're all right where we're supposed to be. We're all right where we're supposed to be. This door is always open. This door is always open. No one has the guts to shut us out. No one has the guts to shut us out. Time means nothing. Time means nothing. One final, final round, 'cause time means nothing. Say, can't you stay? Say, let you stay. Say.